Administrator reporting for DomesticFuel.com. I am here with Brian Jennings, who's the Executive Vice President of the American Coalition for Ethanol. Brian, how are you?
I'm great, Joanna. Thanks.
Well, it's hard to believe, but it's been almost a year since I sat down with you at your conference back in Milwaukee last summer. And we're getting ready for your upcoming conference. It's August 3rd through 5th in Kansas City. Can you give us an update on how things are going and some of the highlights that we can expect?
Sure. We're expecting a great show, just like the Fuel Ethanol Workshop, I think, is increased in terms of the attendance and the excitement. We're expecting that to pick up for us as well. We're really going to focus a lot of attention on some of the key policies that are so critical to the industry today, and we're going to talk about some of the things we're doing on blender pumps. But on the policies, of course, we've got this tax credit, VTEC, which expires at the end of the year if Congress fails to act, and so we're going to talk about that, some of the benefits of getting it extended. We hope to have some maybe policymakers, maybe members of Congress or candidates for office to come and let us know where they are on that so we can get some accountability, and we're looking forward to it.
Now, will you also be talking about the ethanol tariff? It's my understanding that there's talk about the ethanol tariff potentially going away this year as well. Can you give us an update on what's happening with that?
Sure. The tariff and the tax credit are both set to expire at the end of 2010. That's correct, Joanna, if we don't do anything to extend them. And so it's really important that we get those extended. There's bipartisan legislation today in both houses of Congress that would extend both for 5 years. And that's what we're working to support. And we're doing that in conjunction with the other groups, with the National Corn Growers and RFA and Growth Energy. So we're all working on that together. Congress is going to get an opportunity to tackle that in a couple of different ways, probably. In the Senate, you'll get an energy bill likely that will work its way through probably in July. And the president is going to make a speech tonight from the Oval Office where I think he'll lay out a more aggressive vision for where he wants to go on energy. And then you'll see senators sort of compile their ideas and tackle that then. I'd love to be able to say that by the time we get to our Kansas City conference, we will be celebrating the passage of VTEC in the Senate. And it's possible, but it also could wait until sometime in September. But we're going to focus a lot on that. We also have put together a lot of breakout sessions designed to answer some key questions ethanol plants have, Joanna. You've got the tailoring rule coming out from EPA on greenhouse gas emissions, so we're going to have EPA explain what the implications are for ethanol producers. We're going to have USDA come in and describe some of those new farm bill programs that are available to ethanol plants to get some assistance, the biorefinery assistance program, the repowering assistance program. So we're trying to make sure the agenda is something that's really relevant to these ethanol producers so they can get some good information.
Well, speaking of relevance, you know, I don't know how many people really understand that ACE's core expertise is grassroots lobbying. And I know you're talking about all these different policies and things that are, you know, basically in flux right now. How can people in the ethanol industry or even consumers get involved with ACE to help make sure that our congressmen and various legislators understand the importance of passing these pieces of legislation?
That's a great question, and thank you for asking. We do firmly believe that, you know, you need to have paid lobbyists to do the work for your industry on a day-to-day basis. But as a former congressional staffer, I can tell you that the most effective way to get something done is to have the real live constituents making phone calls, writing emails, traveling to Washington and advocating for the things that they want on your industry's behalf. And that's why we do the fly-ins to bring people from, you know, the real world states out to Washington in order to talk to the members of Congress and the staff. And, you know, folks can help ACE and themselves, frankly, in that way by just being active, you know, becoming a member, being supportive, taking advantage of the advocacy tools that we have. They can go to our website and they can email all of their members of Congress. They can get phone numbers for all of their members of Congress. They can write a letter to each member of Congress and just portray to their members of Congress that this tax credit's important to me, or blender pumps or flexible fuel vehicles are important to me. So it's critical. Folks like me are on the job on a day-to-day basis, and Bob Dineen and Tom Bias and everyone else doing what we do. But it's frankly even more important for members of our organizations to be engaged too, because frankly, those are the folks that the members of Congress want to hear from.
So Brian, you know, when you started planning the conference, you obviously didn't anticipate that we'd have, you know, an oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, you know, one of monumental proportions, the worst in American history and potentially you know, ever worldwide. How has that affected some of your lobbying, and how is that going to affect the conference in terms of really trying to communicate that message to consumers that we have got to bring in alternative energy and support things like ethanol and biodiesel?
Yep. First, to the conference, we are planning, and we don't have a speaker pinned down yet, but we are planning to have a speaker come in and talk about the implications of the Gulf spill. And, you know, we're not trying to attack the oil companies by doing so, but I think it's really critically important for people to get a good grasp of what the costs associated with our addiction to oil are, because they go beyond, as you know, what we pay at the pump. And too many times people forget about that until something like this happens, where you see the damage. Real, you know, it's real, it's right before your eyes. And so we are going to try and focus some attention on that at the conference, talking about how we then take advantage of that in Congress. We've made that effort, and you try to do it in a way that you're not, you know, being an opportunist, but you can point out that there are alternatives to oil that don't have those same trade-offs, that are not as harmful for the environment. And we've been doing that in a respectful way. We did an op-ed in the Hill magazine recently, or the Hill newspaper recently, comparing the oil spill to ethanol and encouraging Congress to take a look at ethanol policies. And we're working with corn growers, with RFA, with Growth Energy again, because we've all got to be doing this together. And so I think you'll see more letters and efforts from us collectively. But it's funny how it takes, it's not funny, that's an inappropriate word. It's sad and it's unfortunate how it takes a disaster like this to even get members of Congress and, frankly, the administration to take a step back and say, oh, right, there are some very damaging consequences from our oil dependence, and there are alternatives, and we can put more support behind those. You think about the billions and billions and billions of dollars we're going to spend cleaning up the mess, and that BP is going to pay for some of the damages. That could go a long way to promoting corn ethanol, second generation ethanol, the infrastructure we need. And so, yeah, we got to make that point.
So registration is obviously open. Do you still have space available for companies who'd like to exhibit?
We do have space available for exhibitors, and so we encourage people to go to our website or to call Shannon Gustafson at our office and inquire about that. Registration, online registration is open. You know, we will have on-site registration, but we encourage people to register online. They get a break from that. And again, we're really looking forward to putting, whether it's the government agencies that are going to come in and talk about some new rules and regulations that could impact ethanol producers, to some of the policymakers. We've invited Sam Brownback, who's running for governor in Kansas, to be there, and a few others. We think it's going to be a good show again and a good conference.
Great. Well, we look forward to seeing you at your conference.
Thank you, Joanna.